Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyairam.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Women's groups respond angrily to President Robert Mugabe's decision to appoint only 4 women to his cabinet over 30 members.
Education is education for all. It's mixed now. The yield is the same. It is no longer necessary for us to have affirmative action. It's now free for all. Let women contest alongside men without preferential treatment.
High Court Judge Justice Nicholas Matonsi overturns a police ban against the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions procession in the capital this Saturday, aiming to promote workers' rights.
SSP2 had organized this procession as part of celebrating or commemorating trade union rights to organize and the worker struggle for emancipation.
And the MDCT vows not to rest until the confusion over the matter of elected and appointed mayors is resolved. This follows the dismissal of the case in the High Court yesterday.
President Robert Mugabe says his new administration will prioritize the financing of newly resettled farmers and the resuscitation of closed industries to improve the country's ailing economy. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
In his first address after swearing in cabinet ministers yesterday, Mr. Mugabe said his government will ensure that new farmers have access to credit facilities as they aim to increase the country's productive capacity in the agricultural sector. ZANU-PF accused the former finance minister Tendai Biti of the MDCT of failing to create policies to support the country's agriculture, a charge that the MDCT denied. Following the then ZANU-PF government's land grabs in 2000, resettled farmers have not had access to bank loans because the new agronomists offered no collateral to financial institutions. As a result, the growers failed to utilize the land because they had no adequate inputs and agricultural knowledge.
We look at the various sectors in agriculture. What is it that requires to be done? Looking at the land, looking at the farmers, looking at their requirements, what assistance can be given?
Mr. Mugabe says his new administration will also work with speed to revive industries in the second largest city of Bulawayo with a view to create employment and improve the country's industrial capacity. Dealing with problems affecting the National Railways of Zimbabwe is another key issue that needs to be dealt with to enable industrial companies in Bulawayo to transport raw materials, says President Mugabe.
Anyway, Bulawayo is like a dead city now. We must enliven it. We must bring back that industrial capacity which it had and do much more and bring back even that employment capability which it had.
Mr. Mugabe's utterances on Bulawayo Industries is a major climb down after he declared 3 weeks ago that residents of Bulawayo and Harare should go to the MDCT for developmental support since the two cities rejected his party at the July 31 polls.
I hope our country will never repeat it. Get ignoramuses. We never came to my university. We came to the school. But we don't see the Zira. We don't know what we know. Amen.
Economists say Zimbabwe's economy took a turn for the worse when ZANU-PF embarked on chaotic land reforms in 2000 that displaced hundreds of former white commercial farmers and thousands of their farm workers. The economic meltdown also resulted in several industries closing shop. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
A correspondent Mavis Gama also reported from the conference.
Speaking at the same meeting, Women and Aid Support Network, WASIN director, Mary Sanders, said women's organizations should work with female politicians and students and develop strategies on the way forward, adding it is up to the women themselves to fight for equal representation in all decision-making positions.
I feel that in this meeting, we are here to strategize so that we look at all the issues that affect women and say now, where do we take these issues? We know that we now have new leadership in terms of the cabinet, and then we need also to be able to identify when we have such issues, where do we take them to? Because those are the policymakers who are now in position.
Women, Gender and Community Development Minister Opam Chinguri said all hope is not lost yet, although admitting more still needs to be done.
So given that we would expect the president to appoint, and there were more men than women, I would say, who were in the forefront. So given that situation, this is just a beginning.
Minister Mugabe's comments have angered most women in the country. The meeting agreed that Zimbabwe is still far from achieving the SADC resolution on gender signed by Harare in 2008, stipulating it should strive to achieve a 50-50 representation in decision-making positions. The women agree to use the four women who were appointed into cabinet to push the women's cause in the country and encourage the participation of more women in politics. The meeting also agreed women should demand accountability from their leaders who sign regional and international resolutions but fail to implement them as expected. Mr. Mugabe also revealed he had not selected lawmakers from the MDC into cabinet because they were disputing the results of the July 31 elections. He said he would have wanted to work with the opposition, but added his hands were tied by their failure to accept defeat. He said, quote, "Are you saying when a party wins, it must have members of the opposition included in its cabinet? That is a matter that should be discussed between the parties. You must agree, when we had the results of the elections, the MDCT started saying it does not recognize the elections. It does not recognize even the election of the president. And as far as they are concerned, the elections were rigged. And once you have the opposition with that attitude, what do you do? Tell me, what should I have done? I would have expected that the opposition would say, ah, we have lost. We accept defeat, fine. But we are prepared to work together. No, they started even making statements. There are indications that the president would want some of us to be in the cabinet. We do not want it." The MDCT says the July polls were rigged in favor of ZANU-PF, but Mr. Mugabe says the elections were free and fair, reflecting the will of the Zimbabwean people. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Gama.